This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the Southeast Radio Group. Last week, I informed you that the 2022 Surge Annual Convention will be held in the Mount Gambier Scout Hall at No. 5 Margaret Street, Mount Gambier, on the Queen's Birthday long weekend, June the 11th and 12th, 2022. The Convention Committee has now established a page on our website for this year's event, and it can be found at surge.org.au. That's all lowercase, serg.org.au. Further to that broadcast, I started to wonder how many of us are still into home brewing bits and pieces, or even complete transceivers, receivers, tuners, or any of the other host of things which we were able to build ourselves. There are many kits available out there to enable us to use up our rolls of solder, and a few of the braver among us even still build from scratch. I have built a few things from kits over the years, but if I'm completely honest, I have to admit that a good number of them had to be taken to one of our more experienced club members to sort out the bugs that stopped them from working. Thank you, Colin, VK5 Delta Kilo. I'm pleased to note that there are still a few amateurs out there who can and do repair their own radios, but I suspect that in these days of black box operators, those numbers are diminishing. A worrying factor in this is that most manufacturers these days stop supporting anything over 10 years old, making it rather difficult to get spare parts. I guess the motivation behind this ramble is to remind you that our homebrew competition is again a feature of this year's annual convention, and we would love you to enter a project that you have built. Don't be shy either, as we are very happy to receive entries of a very simple nature, perhaps a first-time project, as well as the highly sophisticated from the more expert builders. Over the years, we have seen some excellent examples of home-brewed amplifiers, antenna tuners, power supplies, and a host of other less complex items. There will be some nice prizes on offer, so think about entering something. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
G'day all, this is Nathan, VK5DAD from the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. The South Coast Amateur Radio Club will be having an entry-level foundation course and exam on the 26th and 27th of March 2022 at 11 Railway Road, Seaford Meadows. Applications closed the 13th of March 2022. Those wishing to take a standard or advanced exam are also welcome. If you're interested, please contact our training coordinator, Mike, on 0423 672 004 or VK5ZC at scarc.org.au. Don't forget, on April 24th at 9 a.m. till 12 p.m, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club are having our annual buy and sell. Location is Seaford Meadows Scout Hall, 11 Railway Road, Seaford Meadows. Hope to see you there, and don't forget, there will be a $5 entry fee. We meet every Thursday night from 7 p.m. at Seaford Meadows Scout Hall. Except when there is a five-week month, our club go out for a social dinner with our families. So why don't you please pop on down and say good day. 73s from Nathan, VK5DAD of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society for March the 13th, 2022. While we still have the shack available, I have started the Saturday morning coffee and chat sessions again on the second and fourth Saturday mornings of the month. Starting time is 9 a.m. Remember, we are still having lunches at the Blackwood RSL on the 2nd and 4th Friday afternoons. The next lunch will be on the 25th of March at the Blackwood RSL, starting time 12 noon. The next coffee and chat at the Shack will be on the 26th of March, starting time 9 a.m. We will have to wait and see what COVID is doing to our plans. Keep an ear on your Sunday broadcast and an eye on these emails. The committee has had a meeting with the National Trust at the Coromandel Valley last Saturday, and we have had a good look at the Watchman's House facility, and it would be an ideal replacement for our shack for Saturday morning events. The only problem is there is no storage space for all our stuff. We've had some offers of storage space at other sites, but they would not be convenient. We are still pursuing the quest for a new shack site or some storage space. Do you have a property nearby with storage space for the stuff that is in our shack? We're having a members buy and sell on the 17th of March at the Buck, which for those who you don't know is of course the Blackwood Uniting Church. I have sent out a document explaining what this event will be like. If you did not get this, then I do not have your current email address. Your subs were due at the AGM, and it was $20 for members of the WIA and $25 for those who are not members of the Wireless Institute. The prices are for those who pay before the end of March. After that date, there will be a $5 late fee. You can pay by direct deposit, and the direct deposit details are: the name is AHARS, the BSB is 105186, and the account number is 036248940. If you wish to post your payment, the details are AHARS, Post Box 401 Blackwood, SA 5051. You can also pay at the March General Meeting. Please listen to the broadcast and read the weekly emails I'm sending out to see what the outcome of our plans are. Best wishes for 2022, and to echo the words of Sir Lunchalot, alias Les, stay negative.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, good day everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night at the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent, we had a real meeting. Yes, we had plenty of people show up for the March General Meeting, and we were also live on Zoom, where we had a couple of members there watching all the proceedings. And after a short bit of business, we went into the subjects of the night, which was a show and tell. And there were some very interesting items brought along by various members. Colin, VK5ACE, showed a 6 metre scanner that he built for beacons, and yes, it's quite nice. Beautiful little piece of equipment with a digital readout, and you can pause it and check for a beacon if he hears one. So that was very good, Colin. Excellent piece of kit. And Phil, VK5SRP, he brought along a Daiwa auto tuner, which was very impressive. Looked like a classic from the 70s or 80s. It's very well constructed. So that was interesting to see with the lid off. And Neville, VK5ZNP, brought along a piece of military equipment. It was a military antenna coupler made by Mullard, and from the 1950s. And it looked like it could take a direct hit from a howitzer. No worries. And Horse brought along a homebrew antenna tuner that he made for QRP rigs, and that was very well constructed. And Tom, VK5TOM, brought along his Baofeng handheld and showed us some of its functions. So thanks to everybody that brought along their equipment and showed us and told us all about it. A very informative and entertaining evening. Now, after the show and tell, we had pancakes on the night. From pancakes that Pat and Carol brought along and served us up very nice. And we had those along with tea and coffee. And thanks very much for the pancakes, and we certainly enjoyed those. So well done, Pat and Carol. Now, the next meeting will be a tech night, and that will be on Friday, the 25th of March. And we'll have more details about that in subsequent broadcasts. And don't forget, of course, that the coffee club meets at the Tea Tree Gully Library every Wednesdays, and we have a warm-up net on the Houghton repeater at 9 a.m. just to get you in the mood for a real coffee. So I hope to see you there at the coffee club. Well, that's all for this week. I hope everybody has a good week, and stay safe. And this is VK5KLD saying 73s and good DX.
Good morning, everyone. This is VK5LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of YSAT Australia and its committee. On next Saturday, the 19th of March 2022, a social get-together and free barbecue is to be held at the Scout Centre for Adventurous Activities, which is located on Anderson Avenue, North Gunnerg, with the doors opening from around 10 a.m. VK5DET will be our guest speaker on the Saturday 9th of March meeting, and Det will be presenting on Coden, HF radio communication systems and equipment. And Det will also be bringing along an expo of Coden equipment on the day, and his presentation will also be hands-on, and we appreciate the build quality of Coden and communications equipment, don't we all? The barbecue food and soft drink is provided free to all attend on the day, and you don't have to be a member of YSAT South Australia to attend. And most amateur radio operators enjoy free lunch, don't we? And I look forward to being your host and chef again on the day. We will also be having our information sharing day as well on the upcoming AGL Rally of the Heartland, which is being held over the 3rd to the 5th of June 2022. And the radio network that will be operating with along with the hands-on education on our new Motorola XTS 5000 handhelds that will be utilising the field. And we are looking forward to seeing you there on the day, so come along and get a free democracy sausage. As I said, come along on the day and have a free democracy barbecue sausage and drink, but also gain some knowledge and education on code and communications equipment. Face masks will be provided free to all that attend on the day as per our COVID management plan for those persons who wish or like to wear a mask for their personal protection. YSAT South Australia thanks Scouts SA for permitting YSAT SA to use and utilise their great facility at North Gunnerg. This has been David, VK5LSB, saying thanks for listening and looking forward to seeing you down at the YSAT meeting next Saturday, the 19th of March, and being your host with doors opening from around 10 a.m. Stay COVID safe and free all, 73 till we next meet. Cheers all.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.